Hare Krishna. Vanakam. Saukyama. Ni hao ma. I want to thank everyone for being here tonight. How many are here from Tilak Intan? Area. Who came down from Ipoh? Wow. And who came from other parts of Perak? And who came from Kedah? Anybody came from Penang? Penang State. And where else? Diem. And from south, from Selangor and KL and southern Malaysia. Thank you. Terima kasih. Mandri. And who came from Nepal? Anybody here from Nepal? Suswagatam. Anybody here from India? Bangladesh? So like this, we have an international all Malaysia group here. And today is a very special day for Rath Yatra. Today is Ganesha Chaturthi. Right? So you know, on the day of the Snan Yatra, when Jagannath is bathed, he assumes Hathi Vesh, an elephant form, after the bathing. And Subhadra takes on Padma Vesha, or the lotus form. They say there was a devotee of Ganesh, and he prayed to who is the Supreme. And then Ganesh showed, said he should worship Krishna. So, then that devotee went to worship Jagannath and Baladev. And Jagannath and Baladev took the elephant form like Ganesh. Because to show that Ganesh is also within Krishna and Balaram. All the devas are within Krishna. Because Supreme Vishnu, he contains all the avatars, all the devas, just like Krishna showed the Viswarupa. Also in the Brahma Samhita, it mentions that Ganapati gets the blessing to remove all the obstacles in our activities by the blessings he took the lotus feet of Krishna on his head.
Wrote the Brahma was called the Mahabharata or the Bhagavatam? What was it?
Mahabharata. Then also Ganapati took off his, broke his tusks and used for writing the Mahabharata. That means he also wrote the Bhagavad Gita, because Gita Upanishad is part of the Mahabharata. So for us, Ganesh is a very wonderful devotee of Krishna, Jai Mahavaishnava Ganapati Ji Ki. Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki. So when I go to different Ratha Yatras, then sometimes we are singing the song Radha Krishna Bol Bol Bolare Sobai. All of you know how to clap your hands? Can you clap with one hand? No sound coming. You need the two hands. Hare Radha Krishna Bolo Bolo Re Soba. Radha Krishna Bolo 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 Re Soba. This is a song written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur telling about Lord Chaitanya Nityananda giving the mercy to the householders in Bengal and all over India. See, first he sing that Nitai Gaur, they used to dance around Nadia. That's the Navadvip is also known as Nadia. And he would give everyone spiritual lessons. Teaching. Okay? So you can clap along if you know the song. At least at the end when we're going to say, I got a help here by Siddha Gopal Das. He's a bhajan singer from Mayapur. His wife is working in Singapore. So maybe one day he'll be able to sing in Singapore. Radha Krishna Bol Bol Bolo Re Soba. Krishna Bolo Bolo Re Soba. Eshika Diya Eshika Diya Samadhiya Kichene Thank you. Ganga taught, you see that we're all floating in this ocean of birth and death known as Maya Samudra. And we are suffering. And sometimes we're enjoying. But mostly we're suffering. But that's called habudubu. You know habudubu, you're put under the water and you're drowning, you're sinking. When you're put under the water, then after some time you cannot breathe. Blub 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 blub. Happiness, I can breathe. Blub 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 blub. Che mayala bose dacho vese kacho habu dubai. Pretty good. You're clapping pretty well. But except in the back rows, they're not clapping. You know, you're all going to get a lot of prasadam. So to get enough appetite, you should also clap. It says when you clap your hands and you chant the name of Krishna, many problems from your life go away. How many want problems? How many like to see the problems go away? It's the back reach. They don't raise their hand. They don't know what language they know. Okay. If you want the problems to go, then when we sing Radha Krishna Bol Bol, you just clap your hand. You see, we are all part of Krishna. We are the eternal soul. And when we understand that, then we don't suffer anymore. And we can go back to Krishna at the end of this life. So this was the teaching of Lord Chaitanya. Jiva Krishna Das Abhishras Kulitar Dukkunai. Understand, you're the eternal servant of Krishna, you won't suffer anymore. Jiva Krishna Das. when we understand that we're Krishna Das, that we should serve Krishna.
When we understand we're Krishna Das, we should serve Krishna.
And especially in Kali Yuga, the best service is to chant the holy name. In fact, in the Skanda Purana, Lord Murugan, he also tells us we should chant the two syllables. Ha!
Ha!
Everyone chant. Ha!
Ha!
Ri!
Ri!
Ha!
Ha!
Ri!
Ri!
Hari!
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 In Skanda Purana it says when we chant Hari, then Lord Vishnu comes and steals away from us. He steals from us. Now you're worried, what's he going to steal from you? He's going to steal away your suffering. Steal away your problems. Steal away your anxiety. Is that okay? Haribo!
Haribo!
Haribo! Krishna bolve jabe, pulaka have, jorve aki bolve tai. The Lord Chaitanya said, you chant the names of Krishna, your hairs will stand on end, tears will come from your eyes, you'll be in ecstasy, you'll be happier than you ever were happy before. Chaitanya was so happy chanting Hare Krishna. Keval Ananda Khanda, he was doing the happy process. Did you have fun? Were you happy pulling Jagannath in the Rath Yatra and singing and dancing? Those are happy, say Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. So Lord Chaitanya invited everyone Be happy. Come with us. Worship Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna ko sange cholo Radha Krishna Wonderful. There's one more verse. One more verse. One more verse. You know what that verse is? That all the difficulties we can overcome when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Just like today, we are worshipping, we are remembering Vigneshwar, Ganesh, who removes obstacles. And when we chant Hare Krishna, this also removes obstacles. So we hope everyone will chant and be happy. There's nothing to worry about. Krishna will protect you if you chant His holy name. Name bhakta pranashati, Krishna says, I protect my devotee, they'll never perish. Jai sakal dipad bhakti vinod bolen jakhan onam gai. Salve, Pai, Pai, Pai,
Sakal Vipad, Bhakti Vipad.
Hare Krishna. Now you all feel happy? Thank you for being here. I want to thank our Chinese community, our Indian community, all the communities that are here. I was just in Trivandrum, Thiruvananthapuram in Kerala, India. There I had an Ayurvedic treatment. And I went to see Padmanabhaji. So they said that there are 8 important temples in India. 8 Vishnu temples. And they said Padmanabha, he is always lying down and resting. And he has Brahma coming from his navel. That's why he has the name Padmanabha. Then they say that in Dwarka, Krishna is always ruling like a king. And in Vrindavan, he's always a child, having his childhood pastimes. And in Badrinath, he's always meditating. And in Mayapur, he's always a devotee, as Gauranga. Krishna in the form of Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. They're always eating. Always eating. Even now Jagannath has about 108 or 56 offerings in front of him. And one of the austerities you all must do is you have to accept some Jagannath Prasad. Are you ready to take this austerity? The supreme sacrifice. Jagannath Mahaprasadam ki. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladeva. Jai Subhadra. There's some other programs. There's a feast. I don't want to take more time. I have to also give out prasadam. There'll be an aarti. So I'm going to end my talk here with a big nandri. Terima kasih. Thank you very much for your participation. I'm very happy to be here. I'm sorry that I wasn't able to make the Ipo Rath Yatra because I was in the treatment then. Tomorrow we're going to have another Rath Yatra in Surai Johor Bahru. How many are going for that one? Too far. Few are going. Okay, thank you, Hare Krishna.